This is Sam Goodrich. I just want to check first. Can everyone hear me okay and see me? Okay, great. It's a little interesting kind of doing this over the airwaves today. So I welcome you today, beloved community. And I'm very grateful to have this opportunity. I'm grateful to Ashley and Rebecca for inviting me to show up today and to preach. And it's interesting to try it in this different way. But what I'd like to do today is to share with you a gospel passage that has been and is very meaningful to me in my chaplaincy. It's one that informs me and kind of guides me, and it's one that I think about often as I go about being a chaplain, and particularly in these times now where the challenges of what I do as a chaplain are emerging even more in these kind of uncertain times here. And so I just invite you, as we join together today in this virtual community, I just want to share this and open it up a little bit to our imagination. I don't know if you ever do this, but what I like to do sometimes is to take a passage and kind of just imagine being there in the moment. Kind of just imagine what it would be like if I actually was part of the scene. And so today, as we do that, just invite you to kind of join along with me, and I'm going to imagine this particular passage. It is the passage. It involves a person by the name of Bartimaeus. You may have heard this. You probably all heard this one, but his name is Bartimaeus, and he is a person who is, well, apparently homeless. He does not have a home at the moment. He is challenged with his sight. And as the scene opens, he's sitting on the side of the road in Jericho. And he's just kind of sitting there by the side of the road. And he's kind of just hanging out there, sitting there. And as he's doing that, he starts to hear this large crowd start to come down the road. And the crowd's getting larger and larger, and there's more and more voices coming. And it's getting more and more hubbub. And he kind of wonders, and he asks somebody, and say, oh, this is Jesus of Nazareth coming down the road. And, you know, if you can just picture it, I imagine it, it's like this big crowd of people, and it's kind of like Jesus with sort of like all of his advanced people, you know, and the schedulers and the whole, his disciples, and they're all kind of going with them, and they're going to the next appointment. And as they come along, Bartimaeus calls out. He just calls out in the crowd. He says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He calls. And as soon as he does that, there's like someone running over to him. He's like, hey, you, quiet down. Be quiet, man. You're making too much noise. But it doesn't deter him. He keeps going, Jesus, Son of David. He's yelling, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he's calling out to him. And when he does that, the crowd, there's somebody else will come over and listen, buddy, you're making too much noise. You're bothering us. We don't have time for this. Keep it down. And this goes on for a few more minutes where he's calling and he's yelling out, and people are trying to just tell him, just like, hey, be quiet, stop it. We don't want to hear you. You're disrupting what's happening. And this goes on. And then imagine in the midst of this, there is a pause. There's a pause as Jesus stops and he looks around and he just says, ask him to come over here. And one of his handlers, yeah, but we don't have time for this. What do you mean? We don't want him to come over. He says, no. Ask him to come over here. I want to talk to him. Well, okay. So they run over, and one of the handlers, disciples, they go over and they go up to him and say, well, okay, I guess, you know, he says he wants to talk to you, so I guess come on over. And as soon as he does that, Bartimaeus stands up and he throws off his cloak and he walks over to Jesus. And Jesus says to him, they meet, and I imagine him saying, he says to him, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus says, ah, my teacher, let me see again. And then in the passage, Jesus says, well, your faith has made you well. And then it says he immediately regained his sight, and then he starts following Jesus on the road. So I've heard this passage preached on a fair number of times. And one way that I've heard it preached about is I've heard people talk about sort of the physical healing aspect, and they talk about, see, here's an example, if you just had faith, if you just do that, boy, all of a sudden everything would be fine and you'd be healed, so you just gotta have faith. But I don't think that's really very helpful. If you're someone dealing with illness or something going on in life and you're praying and things aren't changing, to have someone walk in, particularly a chaplain, particularly in what I do in hospice, to walk in and say, well, you know, this is real simple, just kind of have faith and the whole thing just changes overnight, that's not going to be helpful. In fact, it can be dangerous and very hurtful. So for me, when I see passages like this, I look a little deeper. And I look deeper to see what else this passage might be teaching. What in this passage, what is Jesus teaching us? And what is Bartimaeus teaching us? Because I think in here there's a message of deeper healing. In fact, maybe even more than healing, there is a message in here about deep connection. Spiritual, deep connection that comes about when we meet that spirit of love, wherever it is, in this case on the road. And for me, where that connection is first evident is in that pause. That pause when Jesus stops. And when all of that crowd is shouting Bartimaeus down and they're telling him to be quiet and they're trying to shun him and shove him aside and say, no, we don't want to hear from Jesus. And Jesus says, come over here. I want to talk to you. And in that moment, when he stops, to me, the way that that passage speaks to me is that that is a deep moment of validation of Jesus saying to Bartimaeus, in essence, this is me hearing what Jesus is saying. He's in essence saying, Bartimaeus, you matter. You are important. You are a unique individual and you have your unique gifts to share. And you, in the words of John O'Donohue that I'm kind of pulling in how I imagine it, you, Bartimaeus, have a special destiny. And that within you, there is something beautiful and eternal happening. I see you, I hear you, I recognize you, and I connect with you. And that, to me, is such a beautiful, amazing message. To me, that's like the epitome of what the Christ spirit, we might call the Christ nature, that Christ spirit that animated the person of Jesus, that spirit of love, that spirit of unconditional grace, that spirit that moves and flows through all of us and through all of creation, in that moment was in Jesus, and he met on that road with Bartimaeus and connected with him. To say, Bartimaeus, the world might be changing. The world might be swirling around you. You might be right now facing the waters coming at you, waves hitting you, troubles in life. But I am with you, and I'm standing with you, and I recognize you in all of your eternal and all of your beautiful divinity. You matter. Now, if that was the only lesson in this, and in fact, that's the part when I first started reading this I focused on, and for me, it informed my chaplains to say, yeah, this is what the Spirit of God in me is about, or this, she is a validating presence that accompanies she and he, they are this beautiful presence. That in itself is a powerful message. But as I have imagined this passage more and more, I come to see too, the teaching of Bartimaeus In fact, in some ways, Bartimaeus is one of my greatest teachers, because Bartimaeus, to me, is teaching us how to deeply live that spiritual truth, that truth of recognition and validation, that truth that God walks with us. He seems to be totally living that. And I'm going to venture to say that I think that Bartimaeus knew how special he was in God's, the Spirit of Love's eyes, in Jesus' eyes. I think he knew his worth. I think he knew that he was a unique individual. In fact, I think he recognized the Christ nature within himself before he ever sat down on that road in Jericho. Before he ever engaged that crowd that day, before he met Jesus in the physical presence that day, he was connected with Jesus on a spirit level, that no one in that crowd seemed to be getting, which is interesting. They're following Jesus. They're one of his cadres. They didn't seem to be getting, I don't think, the spiritual truth that he got, that his divinity and that his worth as an individual in God's eyes, to use the words of Brené Brown, was non-negotiable. That he meant something to God, and that God was standing with him, and that God's grace was available. And that, I believe, is what animated Bartimaeus to be able to keep shouting when the crowd was trying to shun him, when the crowd was telling him, listen, Bartimaeus, we don't want to hear about your health issues. We don't want to hear about your issues having affordable health care. We don't want to hear that maybe you're worried about how are you going to get into the hospital and how are you going to pay for that. We don't want to hear, Bartimaeus, about your struggles with addiction. We don't want to hear about any financial issues you might have right now or worries that you might have. That what are you going to do if you lose your job? Yeah, we don't want to know that. We don't have time for that. Oh, and you're homeless? Yeah, well, that's not our problem. We don't need to hear that. We've got other stuff to do. We need to keep walking here. We got a schedule to keep. Oh, and by the way, Bartimaeus, when it comes to the border, you stay on your side, we'll stay on ours, right? Like, we don't like you. We don't want you. You just stay over there. When that was all happening, when that crowd was shunning him and holding him at bay and telling him he didn't matter and telling him to be quiet, Bartimaeus stood up and shouted. He shouted all the more. He shouted and said, Jesus of Nazareth, and called out, because I think he knew at a deep level his own divinity, and he connected with Jesus on that level. And then what happens is a beautiful moment when Bartimaeus stands up, throws off his cloak, and meets with Jesus on that road together. The two of them connected, co-created a lesson right in the moment for that crowd. They taught that crowd. That was a teachable moment. And when they came together, the two of them, they taught that crowd that all of us are part of the Spirit of God. All of us are part of that Christ nature, a Christ consciousness. The Spirit of Love is available to all of us. And that Spirit of Love openly and enthusiastically affirms all of us. And so, my friends, in all times, no matter what, but maybe especially in these times where we are socially distancing ourselves by necessity, may we know that we're never spiritually distant from the Spirit of God. We're never spiritually distant from each other. May we always know that within us, no matter how far apart we might be physically, we are all moving in that same spirit of love, and that we all are filled with our own Christ nature, with our own divine presence, and that within all of us, there is something beautiful amazing and eternal happening. And may we especially realize during this time that we are never alone, that all of us, our souls with our brightness and belonging, connects all of us to the rhythm, to the melody, to the grace of the universe, that universe of eternal love. May that be so for you. Grace and peace. Amen.